I'm going to imitate what you just did and exaggerate some qualities of it just so you could get like a Mickey Mouse cartoon feedback. You know, it's not you. It's like, you know, I got the purpose and so forth. It's like, that's how deeply you feel about your purpose? I got the purpose and so forth. I mean, I believe you got that purpose. I believe what you said. You know, I believe that that exercise helped you tune into your purpose and that you have a deeper sense of that. It's not like I think you're lying. But your body isn't carrying that depth of purpose in a way that a woman can actually feel it in your body. Like, this is my purpose. Instead, it was like, I got the purpose and so forth. Like, you might as well have been talking about, you know, what you had for lunch. Now, I know for you it doesn't feel that way inside, but that's what's being transmitted through your body. Do you understand? So that's the only thing that, you know, if you want a light bulb to go off, it's the light bulb of your body that you need to go off. So when you walk out of here tonight or tomorrow, you not only know your purpose intellectually or have thought of your purpose, but you show it in your body. You, well, yeah, but you definitely you live it, but you breathe it. You stand in it. You gesture from that purpose. Your eyes move from that purpose. Your tongue moves from that purpose. So if my purpose is to be with you right now and serve you, my entire body is involved in serving you. Let me show you again, you know, just so you can feel. Now, if I suddenly just collapsed a little bit in my chest and started trying to help you with your purpose, doesn't that feel a little different? Okay, so your chest is a little collapsed. And now I'm going to add your head thing that you have as you start talking. So now how do you know, now do you trust me more or less what I'm saying? Okay. And now I'm going to use the speech patterns that you use and say like, well, you know, I got my purpose and so forth. I mean, you know, I don't know, you know, you and so forth, this and that, and you know, I'm exaggerating, but so now underneath all of this stuff, I could feel your purpose and I could feel your clarity and your openness and your heart and your intelligence. I mean, that is totally unquestioned to me. But you have habits in your nervous system that maybe your father was a little too strong, so you're meek, or somehow you're shrinking the strength that you are.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.